I'm going to talk to you about being part of a team, because that's what we are. We're a team together. And I just love it when we work together as a team. I love it that I can help at the lunch clubs and get a nice lunch. There's always advantages to being part of a team. But, you know, like all teams, sometimes we don't get on very well. So being part of a team has its ups and its downs. Milton Jones once famously said that some people see the church like a giant helicopter. They're scared to get too close in case they get sucked into the rotors. But that's... He's a clever guy. This is a really interesting thing, because I like to be sucked into the rotors, because it's in the team that you get to know people. It's in the team that you get along with people and you can achieve something together. I don't know about you and the people who stood up. Do you enjoy being part of a team? No. Yes, thank you. At least Simon enjoys being a part of a team. So it's really important to be a part of a team and appreciate one another. And you know, when Jesus came, he could have done what he did. He could have gone on his preaching mission. He could have done everything on his own. But he didn't. He got together a team, didn't he, of his disciples. And got bigger groups of people together, and he sent them out in pairs. He didn't send them out alone. He sent people out to work together, inviting ordinary people to be something that can have eternal consequences. And we need to get that understanding and knowledge that you, if you are part of our teams here, and I thank you so much, that you are serving God, an expression of loving God, but also of loving one another and getting to know others. And you need to know that what you are doing, it might feel like, oh, well, I just put the urns on. But what you do is having eternal consequences, or it can do. The welcome we give to people, as you've heard, is really important. It can be good, friendship, support, belonging, all that kind of thing. That is really positive. But there are people, I have to admit, that get up my nose. I'm not naming names. I'm not looking at you, Heather. I love Heather, seriously. But that is what being a part of a team is about as well, isn't it? Jesus' disciples sometimes did not get on. They got a bit jealous of one another. And part of working together as a team was Jesus helping them to get on together, to appreciate one another, not to be jealous or try to outdo one another. And it's part of that refining thing of our characters. So don't avoid being part of a team or part of a group because you're worried about some people in that group. That's part of your character forming. There are those sort of issues that Jesus helped his members, his team, to be able to sort out. Being part of something that has eternal consequences is really important. And if you are not part of this team, you are really missing out. I just want to tell you that. I want to tell you that for two or three reasons. You are missing out because you are missing the opportunity to get to know people. You're missing the opportunity to be with one another. You're missing the opportunity to serve God. I know that we are serving God in our communities, hopefully as well, and in other places. But we're really missing out if we don't want to be part of a team or part of what is happening here. There's so many different ways that we can serve. And it's not all up front and things. It's some of it. We've got a prayer team who pray for us in the background. I hope they stood up. All sorts of things that make this church work. All people who are working to have eternal consequences of their actions. You need to be part of a team and use it as your expression of loving God. And you need to use it as an expression of loving one another. I have a prayer app on my phone, and every so often this reading comes up, and it's from Matthew, and it says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." To send out the laborers, we've got them. We're all laborers. We all serve in different ways, I hope. And if you're not serving, then I encourage you to do that. and find out not what you can't do, but what you can do to make any difference that has eternal consequences. Your mission, Jim, if you choose to accept it, is to build God's kingdom here